This is Akashvani, the news read by Apu Gappa. The Supreme Court has set up a national task force to ensure the safety of medical professionals. A bench led by Chief Justice D.Y. Chandrachud, while hearing the case regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at a Kolkata hospital, directed the task force to submit its interim report within 3 weeks and the final report within 2 months. The CJI said that the court is creating a national task force comprising doctors from across the country to provide recommendations on the modalities to be followed nationwide to ensure the safety of women. Expressing deep concern over the unsafe working environment of doctors and medical professionals across the country, the court said that existing laws do not adequately address the institutional safety of doctors. The court said it has initiated the case on its own regarding the rape and murder of a doctor at the R.D. Kar Medical College and Hospital in Kolkata to address systematic issues. The apex court emphasized that the nation cannot wait for another rape and murder for things to change on the ground. The Union Health Ministry has written to the heads of all central government hospitals and institutes to enhance security in hospitals. The ministry has requested installation of a sufficient number of high-resolution CCTV cameras at strategic locations, including entrance exits, corridors, dark spots, and sensitive areas. The ministry said a control room should also be set up for a quick response to emergent situations. It said adequate number of well-trained security guards should be deployed for proper monitoring, patrolling, and surveillance of the hospital premises. The ministry said strict monitoring of entry and exit to allow access only for authorized personnel and the display of ID cards by all hospital staff while on duty should be made mandatory. Additionally, dark spots on the campus should be mapped and adequate lighting should be ensured, particularly in the duty areas of female healthcare staff, parking lots, and entryways. India and Japan will hold 2+2 ministerial dialogue in New Delhi this evening. Defense Minister Rajnath Singh and External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar will hold the dialogue with their Japanese counterparts. On the sidelines of the dialogue, a bilateral meeting is also scheduled between Rajnath Singh and his Japanese counterpart, Kihara Minoru. During the bilateral talks and 2+2 meeting, the ministers will review the bilateral cooperation and explore new initiatives to further strengthen the engagements between the two countries. The government has asked the Union Public Service Commission, UPSC, to cancel the advertisement related to the lateral entry in the bureaucracy. Recently, the UPSC had issued an advertisement to appoint 45 joint secretaries, directors, and deputy secretaries in the central ministries, which has been questioned by the opposition parties. Union Minister for the Department of Personnel and Training, Dr. Jitendra Singh, wrote a letter to UPSC Chairman Preeti Sudhan, saying that Prime Minister Narendra Modi is of the firm belief that the process of lateral entry must be aligned with the principles of equity and social justice enshrined in the Constitution, particularly concerning the provisions of reservation. He added that since lateral entry positions have been treated as specialized and designated as single cadre posts, there has been no provision for reservation in these appointments, and this aspect needs to be reviewed and reformed in the context of Modi's focus on ensuring social justice. President Draupadi Murmu has stressed the need to make the country's forecasting system foolproof and more accurate so that the loss of lives due to disasters can be minimized. Addressing the gathering after presenting the National Geoscience Awards at Rashtrapati Bhavan, the president mentioned the loss of lives due to disasters such as landslides and floods in different parts of the country. She added that the National Landslide Forecasting Center being set up in Kolkata to issue early warning bulletins for all landslide-prone states. The president presented the National Geoscience Awards to 21 geoscientists in 12 categories. The notification for the first phase of assembly elections in Jammu and Kashmir has been issued by the Election Commission of India today. 24 assembly constituencies in Pulwama, Anantnag, Shopian, Kulgam, Ramban, Kishtwar and Doda districts will go to the polls in the first phase of elections, with voting taking place on September 18. As per the notification, candidates can file nomination papers for these seats until August 27. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.